I want to call your attention to a couple of things. First of all, we have coffee and donuts after Mass in St. Joseph Hall. We'll also have blood pressure checks. I don't do that in public because my blood pressure is unlisted. Also, on the 17th of this month, we will have a men's retreat sponsored by the KFC, and you can stop in the Southwest Vestibule after Mass and sign up or get more information. Also, yesterday was the Feast of St. Blaise, and so I will do the St. Blaise blessing after the prayers of the faithful. Jack Benny, for those of you that are younger and don't know, he was a great comic and comic actor, and he was a master of timing. Bob Newhart and Johnny Carson basically, I think, learned their timing from him. And if you don't know Benny, you can find him on YouTube. Just go into YouTube and put in Jack Benny. You'll find all manner of things. And his persona was very frugal, well, basically cheap. And one of my favorite stories is that he was walking down the street and a fella comes and pulls a gun on him and says, "Your money or your life?" And he goes, and the guy says, "I said, your money or your life." He says, "I'm thinking it over." Now, we do have to make decisions sometimes. Sometimes they're very important things. We do have to think it over. The first reading is from the book of Job. And we often hear people talk about the patience of Job. And certainly begins that way. When he has his difficulties, he says, "The Lord has given, the Lord has taken away, blessed be the name of the Lord." But he eventually begins to complain because he is suffering. He doesn't understand why the Lord is allowing him to suffer that way. And most of us have been in similar circumstances. And we wonder, too, why we're suffering this way. And it's okay to wonder. And we need to think about our response. As we see in the second reading, Paul writes to the Corinthians and talks of his vocation. He has surrendered himself to the Lord for the sake of the gospel, so that the good news can be preached and preached effectively. He decides to become all things to all to save at least some. And finally, we see the gospel, where Jesus enters Simon's home, and he heals his mother-in-law, not so that she can make them dinner and serve them, but rather she gets up, and she is perfectly healed, and so she manifests her gratitude by taking care and ministering to them mercifully. Then, the next morning, Jesus goes out early and prays. And then he will begin to proclaim the gospel again. Jesus' response is always to pray and to do his Father's will. We are called to do exactly the same thing, to pray and to do God's will. And when we suffer, as Job does, and of course our sufferings don't have to be as amazing as Job's were as you read the book of Job, but our own sufferings, our own difficulties, we have to have the same response. We have to, first of all, thank God for his love in the midst of our sufferings, even though we don't feel his presence. Because we understand that he does love us, and he does love each one of us. And then we are to understand that through those crosses and through the way that we respond to those crosses, with patience, with kindness, and even with joy, because we do understand God's love for us, that is the way those crosses can become our crowns. Our response is to be as St. Paul's, where he shares the gospel. He shares the gospel in word, and we are to do the same thing. We are to share our faith with others. And at very least, when we talk to other people who express their difficulties and so forth, tell them that we will pray with them and for them. We are to be a people who forgive when we are wronged. And we are also to ask God to help us seek holy joy It comes again from our knowledge of God's love for us. As I've often said, quoting St. Teresa of Avila, God save us from sad-faced saints. We are called to live with joy. We ask God for the grace of that joy that we might be merciful, even and especially toward those we don't think deserve mercy. We are to ask God for the grace to treat them with genuine charity. Whether we receive any acknowledgement or recognition at all, we are still to treat them with charity and with mercy. We are to ask God's grace that we may do his will each day, as Jesus did. And we are to pray and ask God to help us understand what is his will for us, that we may seek his grace to do it every day. Let us ask God's grace to live God's life, the life of Christ here and now, sanctifying grace, eternal life here and now in this world, that when the Lord calls us at the end of our lives here, we may have the fullness of eternal life in the world that will never end.